The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Gathered here as Knights and Ladies of the Holy Sepulchre, the very tomb from which Jesus rose from the dead, it seems very appropriate that our first reading today contains St. Paul's great discussion of Jesus' resurrection from the dead and what that means for us. Paul's opponents in Corinth had been saying that the dead don't rise again, to which Paul responds, well, if the dead don't rise again, then the whole Christian enterprise is in vain. The resurrection obviously has huge implications for what happens after death. And that, of course, is the main thing. But notice what Jesus' resurrection, the implications of Jesus' resurrection for us already in this life. One of the things that Jesus' resurrection from the dead proves is that the truth is stronger than deceit. Jesus was killed in part because he unmasked the deceit of people who had a vested interest in maintaining an unjust status quo. In John's gospel, Jesus says, "Now you seek to kill me, a man who told you the truth." The resurrection proves that the truth will prevail in the end. Secondly, Jesus' resurrection proves that good is stronger than evil. You know, Satan and the forces of evil did their very worst on Good Friday, and they would have prevailed had there not been an Easter Sunday. But there was an Easter Sunday. Regarding them, Jesus said, "You are of your father, of the devil." The resurrection of Jesus proves that no matter what damage evil can do, good will prevail in the end. The resurrection also proves that already in this life, love is stronger than hate. Jesus' condemnation was not the result of a dispassionate weighing of the evidence in a court of law. It was the product of hatred. Hatred that had become personal. Jesus' words had stung the consciences of some powerful people whose hypocrisy he unmasked. And they didn't like it one bit. And yet Jesus never stopped loving them. His words, although they were difficult to receive, were intended to be medicinal, to restore them to a right relationship with God, and therefore an expression of love, even though not easily received. The resurrection proves that love will prevail in the end. And finally, the resurrection proves that life is stronger than death. Jesus really and truly died on Good Friday. It wasn't just an appearance of death. It wasn't just a make-believe death. The resurrection was not a resuscitation. Okay. He breathed out his spirit and he was gone. You will recall that the Apostles' Creed even tells us where he went. He descended into hell prior to returning. And yet he did return. This proves that also for us, life will prevail in the end. as knights and ladies of the Holy Sepulchre, we are called to give special witness to the power of Jesus' resurrection and the difference that the full embrace of this truth can make already in this life. Today's Middle East is a place where it would be easy to give in to hopelessness and despair. Every day we hear news of deceit and evil and hatred and death. If there's no resurrection from the dead, we have little reason to hope for improvement, at least not anytime soon. But Jesus has risen from the dead. Truth is stronger than deceit. And hence, there is a basis for negotiations. Good is stronger than evil. Hence, there is reason for us to take the high road in our dealing with others. Love is stronger than hate. Hence, the imperative that we act charitably in all matters, even when people are not very nice to us. And life is stronger than death. Hence the importance of making sure that no one dies in vain. It is to these things that you and I are called to give witness. And it is for the full establishment of truth, goodness, love, and life in every human heart, starting with our own, and in every region of the world, that we are gathered to pray today.